You are listening to Get Real Podcast.
All right. It is Rocktober, and Dan and I are not in the fishbowl. As you can tell, we are sitting in Park Circle, North Charleston, is it, Dan?
Yeah, the Park Circle area. All the hipsters hang out here, and they've got music and grub. And
yeah, we fit in perfectly, don't we?
Yeah, I don't know if we're that hip. Maybe we are, and we don't know.
I think we are just so hip. We are beyond hip,
is
what it is.
Maybe hipsters look at us, and we're so out of sync that they think, whoa, those guys are like vintage retro. We're like, I don't think so.
I think we're redefining hip today. So this is actually
hip replacement.
Hip replacement.
No, we're not quite that far.
Here we are. Yeah, the hip replacements here. This is the latest we've ever done a podcast edition.
Yeah. When you were like, yeah, I think they start at like 10 and it goes until 2. I was like feeling my age there for a little while. No, I don't know. It's cool. It's actually really kind of a neat vibe down here.
It is. We are in about an hour going to see our friend Ziggy from Soul Creed here in North Charleston. Now, Soul Creed was a band that I came in contact with through our friends Harry and Mel.
Oh, yeah.
From Filthy Rags during the Extreme Tour. And they are another one of those bands that's right down the street from us. It's amazing the good music that we have right here in our own backyard.
You know what's cool? Soul Creed is a cool name. I don't like all band names. Some of them are like, I mean, Filthy Rags is awesome.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different ones that really hit it. And then there's some that it's like, okay, that's cool. And it doesn't matter that much if you got great music. But Ziggy is a cool name too. What is he? Guitar player? Vocalist?
He is the rhythm guitar player and the vocalist. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. See, with a name like Ziggy, you gotta be the front man, right?
You gotta be. You
can't be Ziggy. Oh, he's the sound guy.
Yeah. Actually, I was just in there a little while ago, and guess who's running the sound for the opening acts?
Who?
Ziggy. So he is the sound guy for the first two acts tonight.
Well, jack of all trades.
He is commendable. So. He is. I really think our listeners are going to like Soul Creed because they've got that classic Southern rock vibe to them.
Cool.
I think you're really going to like them, Dan.
Cool.
It's going to be a great, great show. But what
I was trying to bring my daughter, but it was 21 only.
Most
of a lot of places give you the little stamp and no booze for use, you know?
Yeah.
Sort of stamp. But I don't know. She didn't cry for that long. She didn't blame you. She was cool. She went and hung out with her sisters.
But. That Glenn, I'll tell you what.
She loves live music. If live music is out there, she's got great taste in music. So
here again, we are blowing in the doors of Gnosticism.
That we are. We're going out to a bar late at night.
To listen to a Christian band.
Yeah. Now, do they consider that, like, we've talked about this before. Are they Christians that play music, or they're like, no, we're a Christian band?
Oh, they are a Christian band. They make no bones about it. When you take a look at their website, they have their mission statement is to spread the gospel through their music. So
that's cool.
It's really cool. There's no bones about it. It's really kind of cool. You know, it's funny because you hear a lot of people say, well, you know, you shouldn't go into a bar. And that was okay for Jesus to do that, but for you to do that is not a good thing. I remember sitting in a men's group at another church, and they were talking about how if they saw Pastor so-and-so in a bar, they'd go in and get him out. Well, Jesus spent a lot of time in bars ministering to the lost and the hurting, and guess what? That's where the lost and the hurting are, you know? That's where they're at, so. But yeah, blowing in the doors of Gnosticism, going to a bar to listen to a Christian band, I love it. There's a lot of freedom, you know, and it's not like we're going to go in and get drunk either, you know. That's not what we're going for. We're going for something totally different. So it's going to be a cool, cool experience. So Dan, what have you been reading lately?
Well, I do, and you know this about me, I don't have a whole lot of time to sit in a nook with some cozy chamomile and read, so I do a lot of listening. The only thing that I don't like about listening as much as I do about actual reading is my retention of vocabulary and spelling. Something about seeing the words on the page does help for my retention. I don't know if you're the same way, but I really do enjoy listening. And you and I we've loved radio, talk radio, and being on the radio terrestrially was a lot of fun, and doing podcasts is a lot of fun, so people get to listen. So I've been listening to a lot of stuff lately. I don't have a problem listening to people that I somewhat disagree with, but I just feel like I used to when I was really young in the faith. I'm like, no, they're not on our team.
Right.
You know, and if they didn't line up perfectly, now it's like, no, after you've been through a few hard knocks, Hokey church splits.
Hey, after you realize that we didn't line up perfectly most of the time, too.
I don't line up with myself last year. No, you know, we're not talking about doctrinal instability, but we're talking about just, you know, you get weathered and disappointed and you just start looking at things and in a very, when I say open-minded, I don't mean like in a liberal, like some quintessential, right, like I'm a liberal, but you start looking through and I'm so thankful. I will answer your question in my
okay, we're getting there anyway.
We're getting there, but I'm going through Kansas in Albuquerque on the famous left turn.
The left turn.
And so when it's like your doctrine starts getting really proved out, and we are in a very precarious age when it comes to the enemy sidelining you, making you ineffectual, or getting you downcast in what the Bible, I guess, would call shipwrecked in the faith, yeah, you know? And I think it's interesting, the ploys to do that. And it's usually always with the corruption of works and legalism, and that Christ is less than divine, less than God, and that sin is not that bad, and the blood is not enough, and hey, how about some works? Just add a little works. And it's usually those things. But I'm looking forward to doing the podcast with you about against Word of Faith.
Oh, that's coming up real soon, yes.
We've talked about how that spoils the child. A lot of exciting things. What I've been reading and listening to lately, I've really been enjoying. There's a book written by John MacArthur, pastor in California, very faithful pastor. Gets a lot of criticism because he doesn't pull any punches. He's not an arrogant jerk. He's a very loving, kind man. Doctrinally, I don't agree with every jot and tittle of what he puts out, but I love the man. You know, like you sit there and you listen and you feel, after I listen to him, and it can be quite dialectic. He'll go through doctrine and it's just, he's brilliant. And homiletically, there's not a whole lot of overkill, a whole lot of, you know, he's not Muhammad Ali in the ring, right?
He doesn't get really heady with it.
He doesn't. He just simple in a beautiful, just lays it out, but no nonsense. It's very sober in the sense that he's got the suit, he's got this, but you don't feel that weird religious vibe at all. And I lean very far towards the Calvinistic side of things doctrinally. And part of it is because the teachers and preachers that I listen to that are Calvinistic, I feel like worshiping after I'm done hearing him. So I listen to a lot of John MacArthur. And like I say, I'm not eye to eye with him doctrinally on a lot of things. We could have long talks about him. I love the man. After I hear him, I'm like, oh, dear Lord, I want to worship. Well, he wrote a book, and it's called The Gospel According to God. And you and I have been sharing some books lately.
Yeah.
That book, I want to say, Glenn, I've probably listened to it 8 times. Maybe 5, maybe 10. I don't remember, but I'd say more than 5. And it's basically showing the gospel in Isaiah 53 and going very, very deep dive into it. And you come out just cherishing Christ. You come out with a huge burden for Jews,
yeah,
that reject Jesus as the Messiah. You understand. They even brought up, and you and I have talked about this, that in most synagogues around the world, I don't think it's written down, but it's most of them forbid the reading.
It's the forbidden book
of Isaiah 53, because when you read it, maybe it's because our eyes are open, you know, we're spiritually alive to God, but I read it and go, how could you not just bow down and go, oh, Lord, we missed you. Oh, because it talks about how they were going to respond to him. So I'd encourage our listeners, read Isaiah 53. Everything in the gospel is in the book of Isaiah and in Isaiah 53.
You know, I'm glad you bring up Isaiah 53, because there was a point that I wanted to make when we had Simeon in the studio the other day about really understanding who Jesus was and who he is. And when you take a look at Isaiah 53, it talks about him not having a comely appearance at all, that he wasn't one that would be desired. So he's the total opposite of the white Anglo-Saxon guy with the wavy hair and everything like that that we've come to picture. He was a rough, probably a rough-looking dude. based upon what he did, and the scripture supports that. He wasn't the prosperity preacher back then.
Yeah, with the blazing white teeth.
The blazing white teeth and the nice coif.
This is Victoria Gloria Triumphantina, my wife. They always have some like over-the-top name.
Something.
Is that just serendipitous, or do they like, they have a school for them, you know?
I don't know how they do it, but it's so
Triumphantina.
Triumphantina, I like that.
Like you meet my wife and they have like,
Victoria, because she's victorious.
Yeah,
that's the
glory.
Gloria.
We totally recommend for our listeners Lutheran Satire.
Oh, great.
Love that.
Great
guy.
Videos
and
on YouTube.
I love Luther. I'm not a Lutheran, and there's a lot of things that I'm like, I don't know, I could look into that. But I love them as brothers. They have Orthodox doctrine. A good, and when, did you watch the one where it's like these two, I don't know, what do they call those animation, like the cheesy animation characters that have the computer generated voices?
I know what you're talking about.
So he's got these two computer animated characters, and they'd be like, so for our false religion, what would you like to name or rename Linda, the mother of Jesus? And the guy's like, Mary. And then he goes, okay, what would you want to name Susan Magdalene for our new false religion? He's like, Mary. Okay, I can't. So what they're basically doing, they're just showing that if you were writing your quintessential script for a false religion to put out there, would you have like 19 Marys up in there? Which, I mean, it was the man is so good. And I'm not, the timing, the monotone, the cheesy animation, mix all of those aspects together. And for my weird sense of humor, I mean, it's like, you'll spew whatever you're drinking.
Well, we're going to go in and check out Soul Creed, and we're going to do an interview with them after the show and check this out. So for all of our listeners, we will be back. Dan, you got one last thing to say?
I have a teaser tidbit.
Okay, teaser tidbit. Here we go.
If any of y'all, when you're reading the account of Genesis, and you see where after God did all this work of creation, it's weird to think, you don't think of God with like overalls on and a lunchbox, you know, work. It's kind of weird.
A hard hat.
And then even more weirder than that, when I first even heard it as a child, and they said, and then God rested from all the work that he had done. That really struck me as, I was like, he ain't breathing heavy.
No.
It's not that. What does this mean? And Glenn and I are kind of going to explore some murky depths of that.
Yes, we are.
And it's fun because it's not something, we don't go around and try to collect these things. We really don't.
No.
We just, I mean, we see something that's weird, and then we're just praying, and then all of a sudden we're like, God, I'm curious about that. And then we have a few interesting things about the Sabbath.
We do.
And
we
rest.
We do. And rest. And rest. Yes. A lot of really neat things coming up. And for our listeners and for the people that are just becoming aware of the Get Real podcast, what you're basically listening to is Dan and Glenn kind of falling in love with Christ again.
Yeah.
That's really what's happening.
If you listen to a lot of our earlier podcasts and go like, oh, I mean, I think God used some of them in whatever way. But if you hear like, this guy sounds, we were going through some stuff.
Yeah.
And we got out of a cult. We did a lot of different things. And Lord is really doing a special work of restoration.
Yeah.
And I feel so thankful, like we were saying before, of being able to dodge getting out of anything to do with the word of faith,
mm-hmm.
getting out of seeing Gnosticism for what it is, being able to dodge the religiosity of some of the other like formal denominations.
Yeah.
Now, we don't have, there's a lot of brothers we agree with, but there's certain churches you can go in and something's just wrong in the traditions of men and the group think. So we've been able to dodge that in a lot of different ways, and I'm like really excited.
And we failed a lot too, and we were wondering why we failed so often at our ministry attempts, and now when we look back, it's like, oh wow, wait a minute, we were being preserved.
Oh man, if we had been like successful in quotes, whatever that means, you know, does that mean you end up in a dungeon?
It means you have a wife named Victoria or Gloria. Or victorious.
Triumphantina. What would be another one if you're like a huge, if you put your, you know, my thing, I do have a challenge. There's one last maybe saving grace for the Word of Faith movement, faith movement, and there's like 500 double entendre, a triple, there's entendre there. There's irony there, because I'm using that facetiously, obviously. But you know what? They could redeem themselves if their doctrine really is logos. Mm-hmm. Just move away from Houston or Dallas, two of the most prosperous places on the planet in the history of the world. So why would you want to not, it's the hospitals for the sick, I thought, right?
That's right.
So let's see, Haiti, mm-hmm. Okay, they could move to Haiti. I would hate them to do that, really. Yeah. Don't want them. They can, Calcutta.
Mm-hmm.
Somalia. Mm-hmm. There's a few places that I think could need some of that thing, but yeah. If you want to be a little God and speak things into existence, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, let's see how, go knock yourself out down there. Well, we will be back momentarily with our friends from Soul Creed and some awesome tracks from them. Rock on, people.
Get Real will be soon back.
Out here live, Dan and I just took in Soul Creed at the Mill in North Charleston, and it is early in the morning. It's like 1 o'clock, and I'm still awake. We have Ziggy here with us.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
And Ziggy, who else do we have with us here tonight?
Well, next to me is my brother Jay. He's the bass player, and we have a friend here from Nashville, Tennessee, drove 8 hours to come and play with us tonight. His name is Tim Denner.
That is dedication, Tim. That's awesome. How'd you find these guys, or how'd they find you, Tim?
We got connected through a mutual friend named Lang Bliss, who's a really good guy.
All right. In Tennessee, you guys did some stuff in Nashville.
Well, it actually started, the story starts back in 2016, to be honest. Just wanted to thank a bunch of industry folks for the volunteer opportunity that they gave to us at a thing called the Extreme Tour Objective. Billy Smiley is the producer that responded to me. He said, hey, if you guys want to do it right, this is what you do, you know. And, it's a lot of money out there in Nashville. So we're like, yeah, we don't have that kind of money. So anyway, a year goes by just about. And then he emails me out of the blue and says, hey, I hadn't heard back from you guys. You guys, still want to do something. I'd like to work with you. So, I really took that as like, okay, the Lord's opening that door. Because since when does a Nashville producer who's won,
Yeah, he's got a couple doves,
And the guy that was, the founder and the rock and Whiteheart, he called me. So that's the twist of things. And so, yeah, so we went and started working with him. Last year we did some song choices, and we wrote songs together, and we put songs together from what we've had. And then last fall we ended up, as far as the money that we had available, we ended up doing three of them.
That's awesome. And I just picked up the album tonight, and we're going to share Hold On with our listeners so they can hear that. We've got listeners all over the world, which is exciting. Get you exposed to them. Now, here's the question that I really want to ask, that I'm dying to ask, is that you guys currently are leading worship services.
Yes, we are.
At the Citadel for the Corps of Cadets there. So tonight you were rocking it out here at the Mill, and then you go and you do worship. What are some of the similarities, and what are some of the differences between what you did here tonight and what you do in a worship service?
Well, normally in a worship service, we choose songs that people know. So, all these songs we did tonight are originals, and hopefully people will know them soon. there are people that do, but these are popular Christian worship songs that people hear on the radio or have known in the church for years, and we just want to lead people into the throne room of God. And that's also a call on my life, as it is on the band's as well. So far it seems like God is really working through it.
A comment, I stepped in a mud puddle. That's great. It's really neat. Everybody that I've interacted with that's had anything to do with the Extreme Tour has been just golden as far as the hearts and just the commitment. And I could just hear through the way they were playing tonight and the attitudes. And it's just, I don't know, it's a blessing. I love being able to interact with these guys. So.
Tim has connections with the Extreme Tour as well. He was a part of the tour in 2012, and he's got several friends. One is Angelo. Hey, Angelo, if you're here in this podcast, Angelo Gonzalez, who's one of the main leaders on the tour when they go out. So.
One last question for you. I was reading the lyrics to the song Take Me Farther about it just seemed to fall in place, but then it all blew up in my face. That's the story of Dan and I's life. Okay, when we think it all together. What inspired that song? What led to the lyrics of that song?
Well, Billy and I were working on, like we said, a few songs when we were in Nashville. He had this chorus and this he had the chorus words and lyrics, and he gave it to me and he said, Zig, I just want you to write this about your experience on this whole journey with music and ministry. And it's been really an up and down thing for almost 30 years now. It's just, you know,
you mean you don't have the mansion yet?
No, it's in heaven. I don't know how big it's going to be, but but yeah. So it's, you know, a bunch of starts and stops over my life, you know, with music when it seemed like things were, you know, coming together, then it felt like the rug was pulled out from under me, and circumstances in life would happen, or just, you know, God's timing was different, you know, so, you know, things like that were a major factor. And like in the bridge, it says, I trust your plan, though I don't understand it, because sometimes we just don't understand what God is doing or where he's taking us or why he does what he does. But we just have to, that's where the faith comes in. It's like, you got to have faith with God, you know, his ways are higher than ours. So
was there any time where that was scary? I see your brother over here shaking his head, so I'm going to move the microphone this way.
Yeah, half the time it is scary, because it seems like, you know, what God's doing and your idea of where you should be going, it's like, this is kind of moving away from where I expected we were going to be going, but, you know, it's not our timing, it's God's timing, and it's perfect. And most of the time, thank God, when it happens, God's plan, when that, like, happens in front of your face, it's like, oh, well, okay, now I understand it.
And I'll tell you, it's scary sometimes when you're going into the, you know, the areas where there's, you know, crime and drugs, and you're doing ministry, and, you know, you're surrounded by, you know, people that are kind of wondering, what are you guys doing here? You know, and you never know how people are going to react. One time we had, you know, a couple Extreme Tour folks almost get, you know, attacked by some kids that, you know, and it wasn't because they did anything to them. It was because the spiritual atmosphere in that area was changed for a time where God was wanting to move in people's lives. And the moment that the show was over, you know, we'll say, and then, they just literally packed up everything. And then, you know, the enemy wanted his territory back. So he was, you know, letting us know he wasn't happy with what we were doing there.
It's really interesting. I mean, that's kind of a pervasive theme over the last few years with us. Just things don't turn out the way that you think they're going to. And it's like you learn about God's kingdom. And a lot of times in hindsight, I'm sure they could have similar testimonies. But you and I were kind of perusing our own failures and just
multiple
dead ends and over again. And then in hindsight, we look back and it's like, whoa, I'm glad doctrinally I didn't settle into that camp. Whoa, that was the wrong thing. And you just go back and you see it, and it's amazing. But I guess overarching, and we could probably do a podcast about this, but you think about just in the kingdom in general, how odd from the very beginning. It's almost like God is not threatened by the enemy. Our lives are so brief. He loves us so much that it's like he allows just crazy stuff from the beginning of the early church. Just, it looks like chaos and disorder, but it was just victory. It's almost like defeating an enemy, just being like real casual about it. I'm just ending you, but I'm going to do it so humiliatingly or something. That, so it gives me some solace when I think about the suffering and I look, I'm like, this is a pain. I wish it would work. But I love when he said, the mansion in heaven. That's good theology
that
right
is
there.
Very good theology. So for our listeners, where can they get some Soul Creed merch? How can they support you guys?
Well, you can get Soul Creed merch basically by first of all, come and do a show. just look at our calendar on Reverb Nation. There's going to be, you know, shows always popping up. In fact, our next local show is Sunday, November 10th at the Coastal Carolina Fair.
Nice.
7 p.m. You can also, you know, purchase anywhere you find music online, and yeah, you know, where we're on iTunes, we're on Spotify, you know, all those retail outlets that, you know, people usually find music on. So if you want to stream or even download a track, or, you know, buy all of them.
Buy all of them.
yeah. There's three of them right now, but there will be more here, and hopefully the near future, next, you know, few months.
Guys, thank you so much. For our listeners, this is Hold On by Soul Creed. Everybody, rock on.
Move on, just reach out and trust. Hold on. lithoscry.com.